97.9 The Heel, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined now by Victor Lewis, who is keeping us up with what's trending in the world. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm sure it's frustrating to live in places that people can't always pronounce. Like, we have one close to us, Elfland.
Elfland,
I'm sure it's annoying when people say Elfland.
Right. Especially folks from Mabane who should know better.
Yeah, they should know better.
And Bahama.
And anyone coming down from the Appalachian Mountains should always know. Anyway, I don't know how to say the name of this town in Washington. Yakima? Is it actually Yakima?
Yakima.
Oh, okay, cool.
I think I'm almost positive it's Yakima.
All right. Well, the Yakima Police Department shared a hilarious story on Facebook, where there was some dude who has a bunch of felony warrants out for his arrest, I suppose, and he was holed up in a house, and police knew that he was there, so they showed up and did the whole thing of, you know, come out with your hands up, et cetera, et cetera. And he kind of poked his head out, and there's video of this. Like, he pokes his head out and asks for them to just hold on for a second, and specifically says that he needs to have a quick cigarette and eat the Hot Pocket he just finished microwaving, and then he'll be right out. Which leads me to my question. If you are holding down your own castle and you have to surrender yourself to the authorities, what is your cigarette and a Hot Pocket?
Man, it's not a cigarette and a Hot Pocket, I'll tell you that much.
Like, hold on, I'm going to make a cup of tea real fast. I'll be right out. I feel like mine would be, I'm going to change my socks.
Yeah,
I'm going to change my socks, and I'm going to make a cup of coffee, and I'll be right outside.
I'll be right out, yeah. I just need, nice change of clothes, maybe a shower, maybe a bath.
Just a quick shower.
Just quick shower.
I'm
going
to put on some
nice clothes.
Up. I just need to freshen up before you arrest me. That's very practical, I think.
I think whatever food they've got at the jail may not be worse than Hot Pockets.
It'll be
may
on
not be
par.
Better than Hot Pockets, but it's not going to be a lot worse.
Yeah, that's not necessarily my pick for pre-jail mealtime.
Also, now that you've mentioned this, all I have in my head is Jim Gaffigan on stage going, Hot Pockets!
Hot Pockets! I can't remember the rest of the Hot Pocket.
It doesn't matter.
Cold Pocket! I'm going to have to watch that when we get off the air.
It's a fun bit, yeah.
All right, other things that have happened that I'm sure everybody's heard of by now, but I still want to talk about it, which is a Masters invitation going to the wrong Scott Stallings.
Oh, that was
fun,
yeah.
Have you seen that stuff?
Yeah.
All right, so for those who don't know.
So for those who don't, yeah.
A full Masters invitation, which seemed, I expected this to be lower key. It looks like it's almost a Glass Onion style package. Like a package got delivered that is your invitation to the Masters to the wrong Scott Stallings. He lives in the same state in Georgia. He lives next to an office or has some address next to an office where an agency that used to represent the real Scott is. Just a series of coincidences leading to the wrong person getting the Masters invitation in the form of a package
got
delivered.
This is what happens when Augusta National hires Rudy Giuliani to send out all of its invitations.
Now, were I the wrong Scott Stallings, I probably would have just quietly held on to it, not posted it on social media, not said a dang word about it until I show up at the Masters, and then I'm just going to proceed to absolutely chip this ball, and it's going to be very funny if they let me in. I doubt they will, but it's worth trying. But he did do the quote-unquote right thing and contacted Scott Prime, the real Scott, and made sure that he got his crazy package invitation and all of the goodies and free stuff within, I suppose. And what is going to happen is Scott Prime and other Scott are going to go out to dinner together before the Masters now.
That's cool.
It is cool. I want Masters tickets, and it doesn't seem like he's going to get to go to the actual tournament.
Oh.
He's going to get to go to a couple practice rounds and then then go to dinner with Scott Prime and his family. That's cool and all. I want to go to the whole Masters.
I want to play in the Pro-Am. I want to be the Am in the Pro-Am. And since they sent me an invitation.
You sent me an invitation. I received this, got my name on it, it came to my house.
Exactly.
Let's
yeah.
play some golf.
I have no hope of making it onto the green on the 12th hole without ducking it in the water six times in a row. But
see, and this is a movie waiting to happen, right?
Yes.
If if this was a movie that I'm making, you get the mistaken invitation, and then you get trained up by a Mick-style Happy Gilmore, like, golf coach, and you try and become competitive, and you make it to the final round, but you just barely lose,
yeah,
right? Like,
yeah,
just be, you don't win, because it was never likely, but you're the people's champion.
Don't try to hit the ball. You have to be the ball.
Be the ball, Scott. You'll never be the real Scott. You gotta be the best Scott you can be.
You gotta be you.
There's that... only one Scott. Well, there's two. Well, you're one of them.
Put that 8-iron away. You want a putter. Like, I'm 80 yards away from the hole.
You
Master
just gotta
Chief.
Believe in yourself.
You gotta believe.
This is going way too far. No more of this. I'm calling it. Trends is done.